welcome to a new episode of this English podcast. This is your regular host, Teacher D, sitting in from our studios in Shanghai. Today is a very special day because it's April 1st. And April 1st is special because it is usually referred to as April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day, so I would like to say that you need to be careful, don't get fooled. You should be careful when friends talk to you this morning and they make special requests or they ask you to do something for them. You need to think twice. It could be an April Fool, so don't be fooled today. And sometimes you can even read some headlines from your favorite news outlets, and then these headlines turn out to be just a joke. So today is that special day, and I got fooled early in the morning. A friend sent me a message on the chat app and asked me for a little sum of money, and I was just about to send the money, and then I decided to check with that friend, and then when I called, I was told I had been made an April Fool. So watch out today. Today is April 1st, and we are into the fourth month of the year, because yesterday I was talking about the end of the third month. So today we are in the fourth month of the year, and meaning that you should already have your goals going. Your 2023 goals should already be on the move right now, and that's why in today's episode we are going to talk about goals. I received three questions from our listeners, and these questions were about setting English language learning goals. So I thought it would be a good idea for us to have a whole episode talking about this kind of goals that can help you learn, because a lot of people want to improve their English. They tell you, for example, that my New Year goal is to improve my English. Okay, that's very general. When somebody says, my goal this year is to improve my English, I get that a lot from my students. They say, this year I want to improve my English. And usually the question I ask them is, what exactly do you want to improve? Because saying that your goal is to improve your English is very general, it's very broad, and you have to know that English language has a lot of subsections, and there are many different skills that are involved when it comes to using English language. So sometimes people who say their objective is to improve their English, they probably don't really take time to think and get to the specifics. So in this episode today, I will be breaking down some of the things, some of the different aspects of English learning that you can use to improve your English, so that you don't just say in the general sense, like, I want to improve my English, but you can be talking about particular aspects that can actually make you improve your English. And so this is to answer the question that I received from my students. So hello to you, Joan. One of the students that asked the question is Joan, and Joan is preparing to take further studies abroad, and she's here in China. So this episode will be answering your question, and two of your classmates also sent in their comments. One of your classmates, his name is Thomas. Thomas was complaining that he couldn't find an episode that has very basic English. He's saying that his English level is very low and he could not find an episode on this podcast that has very basic English. Okay, Thomas, I think you should go back to early episodes, I strongly recommend you go and listen to episodes 1 to 20, the very basic. That's when we started this program. But I agree with you that many of the episodes, the English is a little bit advanced. We're talking about people who are preparing for the IELTS test or the TOEFL test. So sometimes the content can be a little bit advanced for beginners. But we usually do some special episodes that focus on very, very basic materials. So, Thomas, you can go back and listen to very early episodes that were made about 2 years ago, and you will find the kind of content that you want. So hopefully I'm going to answer your question about how to improve your English by setting English learning goals. Hopefully I'm going to answer that question in this episode, and at the same time this will be useful to other English learners out there, and even teachers, people who are teaching English as a second language. You can also use this method to guide your students and set little objectives, little goals for them to achieve in English learning. So the first thing we're going to look at is, if you have a piece of paper in front of you and a pen, you need to remember that you have four major skills in English learning. So you have, if you're planning to improve your English, the first thing you need to think about, you need to think about the four major skills. And these are not only applicable to English learning, they are applicable to any language. And the four major skills are reading, listening, speaking, and writing. So you have these four language skills. And if you're learning Chinese, you're learning French, you're learning German, Spanish, whatever language, you always have to consider these four skills first. So, reading, listening, speaking, writing. You can draw four boxes. I recommend, if you have a piece of paper in front of you, make four boxes. And in one box, you put reading, in another box, you put listening, then speaking, then writing. So you have four boxes in front of you, so that whenever you say you want to improve your English, your first question should be, which of these four skills do I want to improve? And before you say to yourself you want to improve your English, you ought to take a closer look at these four boxes and ask yourself, what's my best skill? This is a question that I often push my students to ask. What's your best skill out of four language skills? Usually I ask them to rate themselves on a 1 to 5 scale. So 5 being excellent, and 4 being good, 3 being fair, 2 being bad, and 1 being very bad. So use this scale to evaluate the four boxes that you've just made. And you can say, in reading, how good am I in reading? And try to give yourself a score, 1 to 5. And then you do the same thing for listening, for speaking, and writing. The reason why you do this is because you want to see which box or which scale needs to be improved upon. Okay, for most students, especially students here in China, most students will tell you speaking is my worst skill. So they always want to improve on speaking. Probably because they don't really have a lot of people they can speak English with. So it makes them feel that speaking is the skill that needs a lot of improvement. But in actual fact, when they get to standard testing, they realize that speaking is not the only problem. They realize that other skills as well, reading, listening, and writing, deserve attention too. So what I'm saying is that many English learners they tend to neglect some skills and focus on other skills. Many English learners think, oh, English is the most important. I just want to be able to talk with people. And then they focus on speaking for a very long time, only to find out that their reading skills are not good, their listening skills are not good, and their writing skills are not good. So I would recommend that you try to allocate the same amount of time to all the four skills, because if you want to be a perfect language user, you want to be an excellent language user, it's good to have all four skills ready. And it is true that in some cases you may need one skill more than the other. For example, if you have a job and in your job you have to talk to customers every day, or maybe you have to answer the phone, maybe you may think that you need to practice more speaking, but in actual fact you need to practice a little bit of listening too, because if you're going to talk to people you need to listen to them and understand them too. So it is best for you to always try as much as possible to improve the four language skills at the same time. So this is the general view of what it means when you say you want to improve your English. You just need to think of the four boxes. And then now, the next thing to do would be to look at specific skills in English language. Specific skills in English language learning that you can just focus on. You can take a very specific skill and focus on that skill for a certain period of time and see whether that alone can improve. So I'm going to break down some of these specific skills and then tell you how you can set a goal. Let's start with the first specific skill, which is vocabulary. Remember when we talked about the four language skills, we didn't mention vocabulary as a major language skill. Why? Because you have vocabulary is like a sub-skill, because you need vocabulary for writing, you need vocabulary for speaking, for listening, and for reading. So, vocabulary now becomes a specific thing you can focus on. If you say, I want just to improve my vocabulary, then the kind of activities you will be doing will be focused only on improving vocabulary. So you can set a goal. You can say, for example, every day I'm going to learn one new word. And I remember sometimes I told my students to try this exercise, learn one new word every day. And they thought it was too easy, and they took it for granted. But then I took time to explain to them the meaning of learning one word a day, and they realized that it was not that easy, because learning one word a day doesn't simply mean you find a word and then you probably find the meaning of that word in the dictionary and you think you're done with that word. No, learning a word a day means, first, you know how to say the word, you know how to pronounce that word, then you know how to spell that word. Remember, in English language, sometimes the spelling and the pronunciation are not as obvious as you would expect. So you need to learn how to say the word, you need to learn how to pronounce the word correctly, and then you need to know how to spell the word. These are two things already. Then the third thing, you need to know the meaning of the word. And sometimes the word could have several meanings. The word could have several meanings, so you need to find out. Maybe it has a simple meaning and it has a figurative meaning. Some words are easy to understand, but when you look at that same word used in an idiom or a figurative speech, you won't know it's the same word. So these are three things already. Can you say the word correctly? Can you spell it correctly? Do you understand the meaning, the simple meaning, and the meaning in other contexts? Then the fourth thing you need to look at the form of the word. What is the form of the word? Is it a verb? Is it a noun? Is it an adjective? Is it an adverb? And if it is a noun, can you find how you can change that noun into an adjective? How can you change that noun into a verb? You need to see the different forms of that word. So, when you put all of this together, you realize learning one word, one English word a day, is not as easy as you would imagine. Because learning that single word may mean actually learning five words. If you take a word like beautiful, if you learn the word beautiful, it's an adjective, right? And then you have to learn how to say it, beautiful, beautiful. You have to learn how to say it correctly. And then you need to learn how to spell it correctly. And then you need to find it is an adjective. What if I wanted to use it as a noun? Learn another word, which is beauty. What if I wanted to use it as an adverb? You need to find another word, which is beautiful. If I want to use it as a verb, you need to find another word, which is beautify. So, by learning that one word, you have learned about four new words. So that is what learning a word a day means. So when I told my students, learn a word a day, that is a simple goal you can set. They thought it was simple, but with time they realized that it was not that simple. That is an example of a specific vocabulary goal that you can set. You can learn a word a day. And a lot of students say something like, oh, I want to learn 1,000 English words. And I tell them, that's a little bit too much. And what you're actually doing is you're not learning the words, you are memorizing the words. To memorize a word simply means just repeat it. It doesn't mean you know how to use it correctly in a sentence. You know, when you learn a word, it means you do what I have just told you a minute ago, and then you have to learn how to use it correctly in a sentence. So, saying that you're just going to memorize 1,000 words, I get a lot of Chinese students who say that. They say, oh, I know about 3,000 English words. And I say, okay, tell me some of those words. All right, they memorize, they write down some of the words that they know. And I say, can you use this in a sentence? And you just find out that they cannot use it correctly in a sentence. So you can set your vocabulary goals by saying, for example, I will learn one word a day. And we know that learning that one word doesn't just mean memorizing that word. It means practicing the pronunciation, spelling it correctly, understanding what form of word it is, and the various versions, the various meanings that it could have in different contexts, and then using it in a sentence correctly. That's as far as vocabulary is concerned. And then if you're really a fast learner, you can say two or three words a day. Okay. And then take another specific thing, like pronunciation. Pronunciation is a very important part of language learning. So there's some people, their big problem is just poor pronunciation. And so if you have poor pronunciation, nowadays technology has made it very easy to improve on your pronunciation, because any word that you find online, you can actually click on that word and listen to the pronunciation. So this way you can keep your pronunciation standard. If you're using your phone, when you find that new word, there is always that button next to it. You can click on that button and you will find the standard pronunciation. And sometimes you can even choose if you want it to be like the British pronunciation or the American pronunciation. So you can use an app. There are many apps nowadays. You can simply say the word and the app will write the word that you have pronounced. If your pronunciation was not very good, you realize that the app will write a different word. So it's a very good way to challenge yourself and to check your pronunciation. Actually, you can even just, if you have the latest version of Word, you can open Microsoft Word, choose the speech to text feature. They have a feature which is called speech to text, meaning that you can simply speak and it will automatically type what you're saying. And I encourage my students to do this because this is one way for you to know that your pronunciation is standard. If you say a sentence and find out that the software writes the sentence and there are some mistakes, it may be due to your pronunciation. So that's a very good thing. What you can do is you can say every day I'm going to read out a paragraph, for example, and then check it to see if my pronunciation is correct. And you can also choose short words and long words. Sometimes the most challenging words in English in terms of pronunciation are words that have about 3 to 4 syllables, because you have to know which syllable is stressed and which one is unstressed. So that would be something that would be challenging in your pronunciation goals. So you can choose, for example, to say, for this month, I will only practice with one syllable words, words like fat, sit, stand, look, go. These are one syllable words. And then when you get comfortable with one syllable words, you can then try two syllable words, like early, later. You can then try this kind of words that have two syllables to see whether your pronunciation is still growing great. And then you can move on to 3 syllable words. Then you can move on to 4 syllable words, 5 syllable words, and even 6 syllable words like communication. So you can try in that way to set goals and check your pronunciation. And then there's another thing in writing that a lot of students want to set goals to improve their writing, and then they think the best thing to do is to just write an essay. And I tell them, no, if you just start by writing an essay, you may get seriously discouraged, and then you will lose your motivation and you will give up finally. So the best thing to do is when you start writing simple sentences. Write very simple sentences. Simple sentences just have about 5 words. When you can write these simple sentences very well and get somebody to check them for you, then you start writing compound sentences and complex sentences. Sentences that have 1, 2, 3 ideas in one sentence. Once you start writing this kind of sentences and you have somebody who is checking them and correcting them for you, you can then change the goal and start writing a paragraph. It means you're going to write about 5 sentences together. 5 sentences together can form a paragraph. So you start by writing simple sentences and then complex sentences, and then you write a paragraph. If you write a paragraph and your teacher checks it and it's okay, then you can start thinking about writing your first essay. So these are the goals, these are the steps you can follow if you want to improve your writing. Start with very, very basic writing. A lot of students jump into serious essay writing, and then if they bring the essay for me to correct and I do the correction, and they get discouraged because the whole paper is full of red mistakes, and that is not good for somebody who is trying to improve. So start with sentences you're very confident with, write them correctly, get somebody to check them for you, and then you improve until you start writing an essay. So that's as far as writing is concerned. And then talking about listening, how can you set your goals for listening? Make them very, very easy. Say, for example, every day I'm going to listen to some news. listen to some news in English, and then tell someone. This is the assignment that I usually give my students. Like, when you want to listen with purpose, if you want to listen with purpose, make it a duty that after listening to some news, you have to tell someone about it. So, because it is that aspect of having to tell someone what you have just listened to that makes you listen with purpose, it makes you pay more attention, because you know you have to go and tell somebody what the whole thing was about. So you can listen to news. Now the problem is, if you're a beginner, you will find this too challenging for you, because the people who read the news in English, they are native speakers and they speak really, really fast, and you may not be able to get what they're saying. So you can start by setting very basic goals, and you'll listen to conversation, ESL conversation, and you can find this kind of audios online. If you just want to listen to ESL conversation, you can find these audios or even videos online, and they are, these kind of conversations are usually slower and they use very basic vocabulary. Because if you're a beginner or even an intermediate and you go and listen to CNN, of course you will not be able to understand what they're saying, and that will make you discouraged. What we want is, we want small goals that can make you successful, because when you achieve that little goal, you develop more motivation to take on a bigger goal. So start by listening to short conversations, and you can find tons of videos for ESL learners. You can find these videos on YouTube and other sources. Practice listening to those small ones. And you can actually listen and repeat after them. You listen and repeat after them. And in that way, you are training your listening ability until you will be able to listen to native speakers reading the news on TV and on radio. And then talking about reading. Reading is a very important aspect of language learning, and if you're more interested in reading, it's a great way to actually improve your vocabulary, improve your English. So again, you have to know what material to choose to read, and you can know the material that is suitable for you is based on your current level of English. If you feel that your level is beginner's level, don't go and choose a novel written for native English speakers. If you try to read such a novel with your basic English, of course you will give up after a few pages, because every single word you will be checking the dictionary. So it's good to start with material that is suitable for your English level, that will get you comfortable, and then you can improve. So you can start by saying, every day I will read a small text of about 100 words. If you're a beginner, say every day I will read a small English passage of just about 100 words and try to understand what the passage is about. And then you set a bigger goal, like I will read an article of about 1,000 words. And then you keep going until at some point you realize you are able to read simple novels, short stories. And once you can read short stories, okay, it's time for you to set bigger goals, and you can start reading even novels. So that's about reading. You can set reading goals. And then for speaking is the goal that is most challenging, because most English learners cannot find people around them to practice speaking with. And I usually tell my students, you can practice speaking by chatting online. And nowadays you have chat apps with all the audio version, so you don't really have to write, you just have to talk. So try to find someone who may not even be in your country, somebody who is in another country, somebody who is English speaking, and try to talk with every day, short conversations, and make sure your conversations are not text, they are audio conversations. In this way, you can see that you can set little goals, and these goals can help you improve the four skills that we talked about: reading, listening, speaking, and writing. But you need to be very specific when you set your goals. Don't just say something generally like, I'm going to improve my English this year. No, you should say something like, this year I'm going to learn 30 words every month. I am going to speak to someone in English every day. I am going to read a book every month. I am going to listen to English news broadcast once every week. And I'm going to write a short story every week. See, I have just given you some specific goals that you can set. And all of this put together, you realize your English would have improved. With that, we come to the end of this episode of Dee's English Podcast. This is your regular host, Teacher Dee, signing off. And I will see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful Saturday, all of you.